Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
The multidimensional Punarvasu Nakshatra. Did you ever wonder why some people seem to effortlessly bounce back from failure, always finding a way to renew, restore, and begin again? They don't see setbacks as endings. They see them as new beginnings, fresh perspectives, and opportunities to grow. When you think about it, these are the ones who bring light after darkness, who find solutions where others see roadblocks, who make the impossible feel achievable. Their gift isn't just in persistence, it's in their unshakable belief in renewal and possibility. Is it any wonder that Punarvasu Nakshatra, ruled by Jupiter and symbolized by the bow and quiver of arrows, carries the energy of regeneration, expansion, and wisdom? This is the nakshatra of second chances, of restoring balance, of seeing the bigger picture when others get lost in the details. Punarvasu natives don't dwell in the past. They move forward, embracing change, adapting and guiding others toward a higher understanding of life's cycles. Look at the visionaries, spiritual leaders, teachers, and problem solvers who seem to have a natural gift for bringing hope, clarity, and renewal to those around them. Whether in philosophy, innovation, education, or entrepreneurship, they see the bigger picture, always aware that failure is just another step towards success. They are the ones who remind others that nothing is truly lost, only transformed into something new. And what makes them so powerful? It's their ability to hold both wisdom and adaptability, to know that life is not a straight line, but a cycle of creation, loss, and rebirth. Unlike the intensity of Ardra or the sharp precision of Kritika, Punarvasu moves with calm certainty, bringing clarity where there was confusion, faith where there was doubt. They are storytellers, healers, and guides, forever expanding their understanding of life's endless possibilities. But here's what's most fascinating. Punarvasu's power isn't just in starting over, but in showing others how to begin again as well. Whether through teaching, innovation, or personal wisdom, they lead people toward new possibilities, reminding them that no failure is permanent, no loss is absolute, and no journey is truly over. Their strength isn't force. It's faith, resilience, and the knowledge that the universe always allows for a second shot. So, the next time you meet someone who brings a fresh perspective, who sees beyond obstacles, who believes in the power of renewal and continuous growth, ask yourself, are they channeling the expansive, hopeful energy of Punarvasu? Because when you really think about it, they aren't just optimistic. They are the rebirth, the light after the storm, the reminder that no matter how many times life knocks you down, there is always another arrow waiting to be released. The multidimensional Punarvasu Nakshatra, the MBTI connection. Did you ever notice how some people seem to always find a way forward, no matter the circumstances? They don't cling to the past or get stuck in failure. They adapt, renew, and expand, turning every setback into a stepping stone. When you think about it, these are the ones who see possibilities where others see dead ends, who inspire with their resilience, who believe in life's infinite potential. Their gift isn't just in surviving change, it's in embracing it, learning from it, and guiding others toward a better version of reality. Is it any wonder that Punarvasu Nakshatra aligns with MBTI types that embody renewal, wisdom, and limitless expansion? The ENFJ, ENFP, and INTP, each in their own way, mirror Punarvasu's deep vision, adaptability, and unshakable belief in transformation. They don't just react to life, they understand its patterns, trust its cycles, and help others find their own way forward. The ENFJ, the advocate, is Punarvasu's guiding light, seeing the bigger picture when others are lost in the moment. Like Punarvasu, they combine deep intuition with a sense of higher purpose, making them natural teachers, healers, and mentors. They don't just offer advice, they reshape perspectives, helping others navigate the complexities of life with wisdom and clarity. Their ability to find meaning in every experience, even hardships, aligns perfectly with Punarvasu's gift of renewal. Then there's the ENFP, the campaigner, the one who thrives on expansion, new beginnings, and endless possibilities. Isn't it obvious why this type aligns so strongly with Punarvasu's hopeful, forward-moving energy? ENFPs, like Punarvasu, embrace change, explore different perspectives, and inspire others to see life as an open-ended adventure. They are not afraid to start over, to chase new dreams, to believe that there is always something bigger, something better waiting on the horizon. And what about the INTP, the logician, the one who seeks knowledge, questions everything, and constantly reconstructs their understanding of the world? Unlike the emotionally driven INFJ or the enthusiastic ENFP, the INTP channels Punarvasu's gift of intellectual renewal, always refining, rethinking, and expanding upon what they know. They are the mental explorers, forever on a quest to break old paradigms and push the boundaries of understanding. Their gift isn't in holding on to ideas, it's in continuously evolving them. So when you meet someone who sees solutions instead of obstacles, who refuses to be defined by failure, who believes in the power of reinvention, ask yourself, are they channeling the limitless, expansive force of Punarvasu? Because when you really think about it, they aren't just adaptable. They are the ones who remind us that every ending is just another beginning, and that growth is the only constant in life. The multidimensional Punarvasu Nakshatra, the Enneagram connection. Did you ever wonder why some people seem to rise from failure with even greater wisdom, effortlessly adapting and evolving? They don't get stuck in the past, nor do they fear change. They trust in renewal, in life cycles, in the idea that every setback is just a setup for a new beginning. When you think about it, these are the ones who inspire others to keep moving, how to believe in second chances, to see the world not as fixed, but as constantly unfolding. Their strength isn't in resistance. It's in flow, faith, and expansion. Is it any wonder that Punarvasu Nakshatra aligns with Enneagram types that embrace growth, transformation, and higher understanding? The Peacemaker Type 9, the Enthusiast Type 7, and the Reformer Type 1, each in their own way, mirror Punarvasu's gift of renewal, wisdom, and seeing beyond limitations. They don't just survive setbacks. They redefine them as opportunities for something greater. The Peacemaker Type 9 is Punarvasu's tranquil force, embodying acceptance, patience, and an intuitive understanding of life's rhythms. Like Punarvasu, they move with ease through life's changes, trusting that everything happens for a reason. They don't force solutions. They allow space for natural growth, that for balance to be restored, for renewal to occur in its own time. Their presence is soothing yet powerful, reminding others that even in chaos, there is always a path forward. Then there's the Enthusiast, Type 7, the one who sees endless possibilities and embraces change with excitement. Isn't it obvious why this type aligns with Punarvasu's expansive, hopeful energy? Type 7s, like Punarvasu, refuse to see life as limited. They explore, reinvent, and move forward with unwavering optimism. They thrive in new beginnings, fresh perspectives, and the belief that there is always more to experience, more to learn, more to create. Their gift is in showing others that life is not about staying in one place. It's about moving forward, expanding into something greater. And what about the Reformer, Type 1, the one who seeks to improve, refine, and bring higher order to the world? Unlike the laid-back Type 9 or the adventurous Type 7, the Type 1 channels Punarvasu's need for wisdom and clarity, ensuring that every cycle of renewal leads to something better, something purer, something more meaningful. They don't just go with the flow. They guide it, structure it, and ensure that every new beginning is more refined than the last. So, when you meet someone who sees change not as an end, but as an opportunity, who finds wisdom in every phase of life, who inspires others to keep growing and moving forward, ask yourself, are they channeling the hopeful, ever-expanding force of Punarvasu? Because when you really think about it, they aren't just resilient. They are the ones who remind us that renewal is always possible, and that no journey ever truly ends. It simply transforms into something new.